David James is here, CCMA nominee and MCMA winner. You've had a big year. It's been busy for you. You've been touring and doing shows with Brett Kissel. You played some festivals that you'd been like waiting forever to play. BVJ, you did Stampede, putting music out. Now you're on that tour with Aaron Prochette. So this is exciting. How are you feeling about your career right
now, man? You know what? Not a lot of people get to say they're going to play about 100 shows a year, but you know, we've been very fortunate. It's been really great to jump on a few really amazing tours, a couple with Aaron, and it's just, he's such a great dude. So that's been fun, and you know what? Anytime you can release new music and fans are pumped on it, it's great. And man, I just like, it's pretty cool when it all starts to come together. It's been a really fun year for sure.
Well, I mean, like, no matter what level of success you reach, there's always those moments where you kind of take a step back and you just look at your life and you're like, wow, like if I would have went back 20 or 15 years even and said like, this is going to be my life now.
2 years, man.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy. You know, it's funny because like a lot of times, you know, when you're, especially when you're a musician, you spend so much time on the road. It's so easy to wake up with like, oh, you know, I'm just really tired today, or I'm exhausted, or oh man, I wish we didn't have to go do this thing. And it's like, you got to take a step back and be like, how fortunate are you? How lucky are you? You know, like,
live that road life.
2 years ago, 3 years ago, you would have been like traded places with you in a heartbeat. And we're just so fortunate. And honestly, the best part of this whole year has been getting out to meet country music fans. That's been the best part for me. You know, we get to play the shows and meet people afterwards, this country has such amazing, passionate fans, especially in the country music genre, and just to be a small part of that is pretty special.
Well, and I mean, I'll flip the tables too. I mean, the country genre has like some of the nicest, most humble artists out there. So, totally. I mean, you got that going for you.
Yeah, you know what? And I mean, you know, getting to play a lot of shows this year with a guy like Aaron Prochette, who's just such a good, genuine guy. And that's somebody that I actually grew up listening to and idolizing. And he was my first ever country show.
So to get
to share the stage with him, like, you know, over 60 times this year is something that's just like, it's beyond full circle. It's, you know, it's amazing. But like you said, guys like that, or Brett Kissel, or, you know, all these people we've had the luxury of. Yeah, you know, it's just, it's been so much fun to get to see and meet all of these artists that you grew up just, you know, loving, and they turn out to just be great human beings.
Well, you've been back on the road with Aaron Prochette and Kira Isabella for, well, you've been back with them for a few weeks now. So how's that run of the tour been going?
It's been great, man. It feels like, you know, we're picking up where we left off. You know, obviously we did January, February. We did about 7 weeks. We stopped in town here. It was really fun. And it's just, it's been really great. You know, I didn't really know them at the start of the tour, the first time, so I didn't really know what to expect, but to like get there and then like immediately become best friends is like just so awesome, and that's what this tour has been. It's just felt like a reunion the past couple of weeks, and picking up where we left off, and now that we've shaken the rust off, I got some pranks that, you know, they better be watching out.
Ooh,
I'm the prankster. I'm the guy.
I like that. I like pranks in the show. I like when the show can take a fun twist. Well, I mean, like, for example, I was looking at your social media. A couple nights ago, you were in your hometown of Winnipeg. I saw that you were busting out some Led Zeppelin on the stage. Nice. And you said you grew up on that.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I guess I cut my teeth playing in bars 5-6 nights a week growing up. And I had the, I should say, the fortune of being exposed to a lot of great music as a kid. You know, it's funny because every Canadian kid, I feel like, grows up wanting to be a hockey player. But for my, you know, brief hockey career when I was young, my fondest memories are my dad driving me to the rink at 5-6 in the morning before practice, and just the record that he would have on, you know, and it was Led Zeppelin, or it was Roy Orbison, or Johnny Cash, or the Mavericks, or Rolling Stones. And I just, those are the memories that I'll cherish most about, you know, my time as a hockey player, and it's so cool how, you know, all these amazing artists that my dad exposed me to left kind of an indelible mark on my life and made me want to be a musician.
Well, and I can relate to that too, because I'm a big music fan and a music maker myself, and it's just crazy how whether you're a fan at a show or, you know, you're showing somebody a song that you made, the way your brain links songs to certain memories, it's crazy. Like, you'll be out and you'll be listening to your playlist, and I'm sure a song will come up, and boom, like, back down memory lane, right?
Isn't that funny how we have these moments, and this has always been true for me, these big moments. Maybe it's your first crush, or your first car, or first time you fell in love, kiss, whatever it is, and there's a song that takes you right back to that, you know, kind of like part of the soundtrack of your life, so to speak. It's, music's so powerful to do that, and as an artist, that's all you can do. You want to make music that that people want to make a part of the soundtrack of their day.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I mean, you're putting out the music now that is becoming somebody's life soundtrack. Like, back in August, you put out All the Time.
Yeah.
So that's been out for a while. Congratulations on that release, by the way.
Thank you so much. You know what? It's just, response has been incredible. It's only been out for, you know, I guess just over a few weeks, but it's been great so far. And fans, you know, people already know the song when we go to play it on the tour, which is, I mean, it's pretty mind-blowing, you know. It's still hard for this prairie kid to fathom that he can be on the road with somebody like Aaron and have people singing his songs back to him. It's pretty cool.
Bizarre, right? Well, and I saw on social media you said that this song is, I don't remember what exactly your wording was. Either you said it was the best you've ever done or the song that you've been most proud of up to this point.
Yeah, you know, I think as an artist, you're always trying to get better. I mean, everybody's trying to get better in whatever they do and move, you know, move the ball forward, so to speak. And I've always just been attracted to really, really powerful melodies. That's the music I grew up listening to, and this song is that. You know, it kind of just hits you right in the gut. And for me, you know, I mean, on a personal level, this song is, you know, about a lot more than just the surface lyrics of the song. But I think, you know, in 2019, we're having kind of this national conversation about, you know, how people ought to treat each other and talk to each other, and how men should, you know, talk to women with respect and stuff like that. And that's kind of, you know, a little on the nose of what the song is trying to be, in my opinion. You know, it's like, you could still walk up to a girl and tell her she's beautiful in a bar, and you could still do those things, but there's a right way of doing that.
Be respectful.
Yeah, and that's kind of what the song for me is about. And the response, you know, and some of the stories I've gotten back have been pretty great.
So. Right on. Well, I hope the message with that song resonates. And I mean, like, just writing the lyrics and putting the song out and singing it on stage, you're making that positive change. So good on you, man.
Yeah, you know what? It's been great. A funny thing about this song is we actually, in the first leg of the Out on the Town tour with Aaron and Kira, I was working with my producer and we'd cut some vocals and we were both really happy, but you know, I got the last mix back and I was like, oh, I think we can beat this. And he's like, all right, well, when do you want to come, you know, sing the vocal on it? When do you want to come down to the studio? And I was like, well, I don't really have any time. Do you? He's like, not really. And he's like, where are you going to be next week? I'm like, well, Toronto's the last stop of the tour. He's like, okay, great. So he flew down and we met at his parents' house in Orillia, Ontario, in like, you know, 2 hours outside of Toronto. And we outfitted his mom's linen closet as a vocal booth. Like, we went to like this random manufacturer of, like, you know, the school gym mattresses.
Oh yeah.
And we bought the foam and we like lined the linen closet with it, and we just worked at it for a couple days, and I think we got the best vocal take we've ever done. And I'm so fortunate to work with people like that who just feel as passionately as I do about great music and great songs, and I think the final product, people are really excited about it.
Now you're getting those bedroom producers out there that hang up the blankets as the studio foam. You're making them feel better about
themselves.
That's
what,
man.
This was, you know what? And it's so funny. It's just like, it just sounds so good, and it's like, this is a linen closet tape, but it's, every time I hear the song, I can't help but get a little smirk on my face from that.
It's all about the ear, not the gear, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you're taking the stage with Aaron Prochet and Kira Isabella tonight at Dakota Dunes Casino, and like you said, a bit of a prankster on stage. We're in for a good show.
We're in for a great show. You know what? It's I'm not even just saying this. Every show has been better than the last, and it feels like on this leg of the tour, like, everybody's just stepped their game up so much. And like Aaron, I mean, that guy's got so much energy on stage.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the first leg of the tour was so good, but this one, it just feels like everybody's just stepped their game up, and it's just been so awesome to be a part of, man. And we're really fired up. Saskatoon is one of my favorite cities. I love coming here. Y'all have, you know, great food, great drinks, like, great place to hang out. And so to be back here and playing, I'm really, really excited.
Lots of Rider fans.
Lots of Rider. Yeah, I know. I try not to I'm not even, you know what, as a Winnipeg boy, I've learned not to ever be too prideful of my football team because we never win. But you know what? Bomber fan aside, hopefully Saskatoon's going to come out and have fun. I know I fell in love with the city when they had the CCMAs here a couple years back, and we're really, really pumped to be here.
Awesome. Well, excited to see you up on the stage at Dakota Dunes Casino tonight. That's David James, and you're on social media?
Yeah, David James Music's my handle for everything. Twitter, Instagram, etc. Easy to find.
Awesome, buddy. We'll break a leg tonight. Not literally, though.
Well, literally, I'm going to now. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.